Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of an economic and financial nature, starting with each of us. We hold the key. We hold the key by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. We are able to transform our world, the world, across the U.S. economy, across the economies of all nations of our dear Mother Earth. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 163. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. This is a big one for so many of us because we are trained from early on to ask questions and obviously also to be curious. And curiosity is a great thing when it spurs our creativity. But when you get caught up in the mental trap of asking questions and presuming we did something wrong, then we are not aligned with God's creativity. We are aligned with ego personality, and we are aligned with the energy that brings our personal power down. Down. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. Instead, choose to see all things as a blessing. All things are a blessing. No matter what they look like from the outside, choose to see it as a blessing. When we go to understanding why things are, we tend to go into it's all about me and why is this happening to me. And that's the danger in asking the why. You may take a different tack. What may I do? What is my next step? But the why, because of our human personality and taking things personal, sets us on a whole different path that was never intended. You're not intended to have bad things happen to you. All things happen for your good. And so it's so important to let go of understanding the why things are the way they are. When you're at a stage in your life that you can get it and not take it personally, the reasons show up. They're just that simple. And you'll go, oh, okay, I get it. If I went this way, this would have happened. If I went this way, what looks like a may not be a right turn turns out to be exactly the right turn. There's a story. Actually, I believe it's from the Bible, and I cannot quote it exactly. But it's this thing happened that the person thought, oh, my gosh, I can't do it because this thing happened to me, and now I'm destined to go this other way. And yet that other way made all the difference because in retrospect, they did not know that all these things happened if they had continued on that path, and that would have been detrimental. But by this thing, there seemed to be an obstacle happening, preventing them from going the path they thought where they were meant to go. A whole new path of opportunity showed up. It's always that way. I was reading a book over the weekend on creativity and how so many people, because they didn't ask why and instead did what they had to do when their path was made different from what they set out to do, all these incredible things happened to them. One story was a man who was in a school laboratory experience. And in this experiment, they were showing how when you added, you heated up an ingredient that was in this can, let's say, and it was going to create a little pop. Well, this little pop, someone had accidentally, that's hard to say, but according to the book, it was accidentally, did not clean out the little pots correctly, left some other ingredient in it, and there was a huge explosion. And this person lost their eyesight. Well, that changed a lot of things, presumably, for this person. But because of his attitude, instead of asking why did this happen to me? I mean, everyone in his life could have said, oh, my gosh, why did this happen to this person? He had such promise. He was so brilliant. Instead, they supported him to find out what else were his talents. And he ended up going to some, first from one school to a special school that the state had run for kids who had disabilities. So he was perceived as being disabled. And then he, because of his brilliance, ended up going to Oxford University and finding his way. He decided he would go there without any seeing external equipment and do it all on his own to heighten his awareness to get around without any additional canes or seeing dogs or anyone helping him. Ultimately, this person goes on to develop a whole foundation for bringing education to people in countries who are suffering from lack of monies. He also goes on to create not just education, but the means to heal people in nations across the world who are suffering for lack of eyesight, not because of a physical thing that happened to them, because of lack of nutrition. He saved millions of people from losing their eyesight at a very young age and brings in medical teams that do surgery for those who are suffering from physical illnesses of the eyes. And because of this thing that happened to him, where everyone could have said, why, he took a higher path. And because of that experience, found his new right path, the path that would make a difference for people across the globe. And many even called him Mother Teresa. Just one of many people who, in quote, bad things seemed to happen to them, and yet they found their true self in the seeming tragedy. So I remind you today of today's message as we start off on this first work day of this new year, this new decade of 2010. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. See them as a blessing. Find the golden seed that's meant uniquely for you and pursue it with all your heart. Listen inside. You will be led. The truth will be revealed, and your greatness will shine through better than you could ever imagine. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. In and out. Allowing yourself to come inside to your heart center, to return home inside. So you may be loved, nourished, uplifted with the divine energy of Mother, Father, God. Floating closer and closer to the light calling inside of you. like the porch light on in the middle of the night, showing you your way home, welcome you in. There may be layers of colors for you to travel through, as if you're traveling to a distant star within the cosmos inside, and seem to be traveling through galaxy after galaxy. Focus on that star, that light. You know the one inside of you. Allow yourself to merge with this light as you breathe into it now. And as you breathe into this starlight center at your core essence, feel the love permeating to every cell and atom of your being. Feel the peace streaming through you. Feel yourself unified with God's divine essence. Rest here, dear one. Rest at the cradle of your intelligence. Divine wisdom and you are one. Here, at the center of your being, allow God's pure love, light, energy to radiate in, on, and through you. As it draws you closer and closer to pure God essence. Bringing you in, the butterfly who you are, attracted to the light inside. Listen to the wisdom of God speaking to you. All is well. All is well right now. Yes, it is true. Listen. Allow me to show you the way. Peace is yours. Listen. Act. Act when I speak. Those hunches are truths. Trust them. Glory is yours. Listen. Yes. Yes, dear one. Anything you want is yours. The way is made open to you. Rise up, believe it is true. All is well. You are well. Believe. Come to me often. Get out of your head. The answer is not there. Love. Love. Love, love, love. Did you hear? Love is the way. Stay in love, no matter. Start with you. Love you. Yes. I desire all great things through you. There is always a way. Believe. It is always right, whatever is, to move you along your perfect path. Honor it now. Grace is yours. Listen. I love you. I love you. Be in this energy, dear one, this divine, perfect connection with Mother, Father, God, the truth of your being, here, now. Recognize this feeling, this voice. Come back often. The guidance you seek is here, always, for you. Now it's time to come back to our everyday living, to live our life with this wisdom, tapping into the truth of our being over and over again, so we stay, maintain, and rise up again and again to be the greatness who you are, the gift who you are, the blessing who you are. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling ourselves perhaps passing through galaxies inside our inner cosmos. Still holding the awareness, God essence, who we are at our core, breathing. Feeling ourselves coming back to the surface. Aware of our body temple, our hands and our feet, squeezing our fingers and toes ever so gently as we breathe into our heart, breathe into our head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
All things are a blessing of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy and balance. Your truth will be revealed. Divine wisdom and I are one. Thank you, God. Let there be love, love, love.
And so it is. All is well. You are well. I love you.